Perhaps it was good the poor people's sage took upon himself and suffered the sins of humanity. I, on the other hand, rejoice in great sins as my consolation. Thus spake Zarathustra 4, of the higher man 5. The superhuman Zarathustra hymns the joys of solitary ardour and the prospect of being able to do it all over again. The Ring of the Return refers to Nietzsche's doctrine of eternal recurrence, which proposes that our lives are repeated over and over again forever. Needless to say, this unwittingly hilarious piece of self-exposure was written with a pre-Freudian audience in mind. I have drunk a bowl filled with foaming spice, and one in which everything is well mixed. My hand has gone back and forth, mingling fire with spirit, joy with sorrow, and the hardest with the softest. I have become a grain of the saving salt which makes everything in the bowl mix well. For there is a salt which blends good and evil, and even the most evil thing is worthy, as it adds spice and makes everything spill over in a froth. Ah, how I could not be ardent for eternity, and for the marriage ring of rings, the ring of the return. I have never yet found a woman with whom I should like to have children, unless it be this woman whom I love, for I love thee, O eternity. For I love thee, O eternity. Thus spake Zarathustra 60, the Seven Seals 4. When he descends from such lofty regions and language, Nietzsche demonstrates that he is capable of the most succinct and penetrating arguments. The thing in itself is a nonsensical concept. If I remove all the relationships, all the properties, all the activities of a thing, nothing remains. Thingness has only been invented by us to fit the requirements of logic. In other words, with the aim of defining, of communication, in order to bind together the multiplicity of relationships, properties, and activities. Will to Power, 558. Truth. According to my way of thinking, this doesn't necessarily mean the antithesis of error, but in the more fundamental cases, only the posture of various errors in relation to one another. Perhaps one is older, more profound than another, even ineradicable, insofar as the organic entity of our species could not live without it. Other errors do not tyrannize us as conditions of life in quite this way, but on the contrary, when compared with such tyrants, can be set aside and refuted. An assumption that is irrefutable, why should it for that reason be true? This proposition may well outrage logicians who posit their limitations as the limitations of things, but long ago I declared war on this optimism of logicians. Will to Power, 535. Astonishingly, in light of his attacks on Christianity, Nietzsche also asserts, "The continuance of the Christian ideal is a most desirable thing, even for those ideals that want to stand beside it and perhaps above it. They must have opponents, strong opponents, if they are themselves to become strong." Will to Power, 361. And a final word of warning. Beware of syphilitics, preaching morals. Saul Bellow. Herzog, 1910.